Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Shabbat Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, about to look at the second Mishnah in this, the fifth parak of Masachet Shabbat, Bameh Behima, continuing with our discussion of accoutrements and adornments that we're allowed to put on our animals that will then go out in Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat and those that we may not. So the Mishnah begins, Chamor Yotzei B'Merdat B'Zman Shik Shurabo. A chamor, a donkey, can go out with a saddle blanket as long as it's tied on. Zecharim yotzin levuvin, we'll see more details about this. And rechelot yotzot shechuzot kvulot uchvunot. So the zecharim is rams and rechelot is ewes, female ewes. They can go, and these have to do with certain parts of their body being covered or uncovered by being tied up or tied down. Ha'izim yotzot surot. Goats can go out with their teats tied. Rabbi Yossi oser b'chulan chutz min rechelin kvunot. There's only one that he allows, and that is rechelin kvunot, and we're going to come back to all of that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda omer izim yotzot surot liyabesh, aval lo lechalav. Rabbi Yehuda says that the goats can go out tied up if it is to keep it tight so that it does not leak. But the teat. But if it's for milking, then it can't because it won't be tied tightly. And we'll see all the details about this in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. So going back to the merdat, the saddlecloth. V'huk shikshura lomer Shabbat. It has to be tied on before Shabbat. Amar Rav Nachman matniti nami deka. If you look in the Mishnah, you could see that reading carefully. Tiktani eina chamor yotzei merdat bizman she'ina kshura lo. So we see that in the Mishnah says, a little bit later on, that a donkey cannot go out with a saddle cloth if it's not tied on. Now, we already said in our Mishnah, you can go out when it is tied on. If it's not tied on at all, it's a no-brainer, it can't go out, because our Mishnah said it can't, or it said it can only do it if it's tied on. And the obvious problem is, it may fall off and the animal's going to drag it. Must be that when the later Mishnah says it can't go out if it wasn't tied on, mean it wasn't tied on before Shabbat started. So therefore, our Mishnah must be that it was tied on Erev Shabbat. Shmamina. A bright to supporting this analysis. Okay. But a saddle itself, even if it's tied on before Shabbat, it still can't go out. Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Bukaf is Man Shikshor Lo Erev Shabbat. He allows it. However, Vad Shikshor Lo Masrichan, as long as he doesn't tie on a halter to it, Vad Shikshor Lo Ritzua Tachatz Navo, and if he doesn't take the strip that comes from the saddle and tie it back behind the tail, those two things cannot be there. But Shimon Gamliel says it may go out with a saddle if the saddle was tied on before Shabbat. Bo Amine Ra'asi Bar Natan Rav Chia Bar Rav Ashi. So he asked the following question of Rav Ashi's son. Can you put a saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbat? Amar le mutar, he said, you're allowed to. Amar le v'chima ben ze le ukaf. How's that different than the saddle itself, which we banned? Ishtik, he had no answer. He had no answer. Eteve, we have a challenge to this. Ukaf shal gavei chamor le'italtelenem b'yado. A saddle is muktzah. You can't move it. If you want to take it off, you walk it around the chatzer to find it. It moves in one direction. And it falls off on its own. So if you're not allowed to move it, you certainly can't put it down on the animal. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, leave him alone. He's following his Rebbe. Who's Rav Ashi's Rebbe? Rav. The Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Tolin Traskel, sorry, this is Rav Chia Bar Ashi. This is why he held that way. He quotes Rav and says, Tolin Traskel Beimah B'Shabbat. You're allowed to put a feed bag onto the animal, tie it onto the animal on Shabbat. V'kal v'chomer l'merdat, and certainly a saddle cloth. Therefore, there you're putting it on in order to give the animal extra pleasure. It's certainly permissible. It is permissible. Here to prevent it from being in pain by putting the saddlecloth on it, warming it up. Certainly, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat. Shmuel Amar, and the Merdat, the saddle itself. Shmuel Amar, Merdat Mutar, but Traskel Asur, he disagrees. He says the saddlecloth you could put on it, but the feed bag you can't. Also, Rav Chiya bar Yosef Amarav Shmata the Rav Kamei de Shmuel. So he went and told Shmuel what Rav had said, that both of them are mutar, the feed bag and the saddle cloth. Amarle, so Shmuel says something a little bit odd. If that's what Rav said, he doesn't know anything about Hilchot Shabbat. Of course, we can't take Shmuel at his word and say that he really meant it that way, but he certainly disagreed with Rav. Now, Kisalik Rabbi Zeira famously made Aliyah, and when he made Aliyah, Ashkechel Rabbi Binyamin bar Yafet, and now he encounters the students of Rabbi Yochanan. He met Rabbi Binyamin Yafet. Da'ati v'kamar le'mishpat Rabbi Yochanan. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, "No nimar dat al gavei chamor b'Shabbat." He said, "You could put the saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbat." Amar le yiasher v'chein tergama aryoch b'Bavel. He said, "Well said." And by the way, that's what Aryoch in Bavel says. And Rav Zera is the newcomer from Bavel. So Aryoch Mani, the Gemara asks, "Who's Aryoch?" It's another name for Shmuel. V'harav nami amarav, but Rav also said that you could put the mirdat on. So why quote Shmuel? Elishame dav mesayim ba, we left out that Rav Zera heard Binyam ben Yafet finish the statement with, "V'ein tolin traskal b'shabbat," you can't put the feed bag on. Amar yashav v'chein tegma aryoch bavel. He said, that's what Shmuel said. He gave the full statement. He said, that's Shmuel and not Rav, because Rav said you could do both. Now, the chule alma midyat mirdat mutar, but Rav and Shmuel, everybody agrees you could put the saddle cloth on. My shnami ukaf, and we go back to our question that we just asked, that Rav Asi asked of Rav Chiya bar Ashi, and he said, why is it that was asked of Rav Chiya bar Ashi, why is this any different than the saddle itself? The answer is, shani hatam defshad denafil memela, the saddle itself may fall off on its own. Papa Amar said, "Kam lechamama, kam letzanina." He said, "I'll tell you the difference is that the saddle cloth warms up the animal, and that you could do. The saddle itself evidently cools it off. Lechamama eat letzara. If you don't warm it up, it's going to be in pain. We'll see why. Letzanina late letzara, but to cool it off, it doesn't need. Behind the amrinchi, because people say chamar filu befit tkufa tamuz kirala. Donkeys are always cold. I didn't know that. You didn't know that, but donkeys are always cold." And therefore, even in the middle of the summer, they're cold, and therefore, to put the saddle cloth on to warm them up, that's an issue of tsar, that we allow. The saddle itself, which for some reason will cool them down, is something that we don't permit, and that's the difference between the two. We saw three differences. Meitave, here's a challenge. Lo yitzei hasus b'znav shu'al. We don't allow a horse to go out with, tied onto it, a fox's tail. V'lobazal richemein enav, or with a strip between its eyes. V'leitzei hazav b'kis shalo. Now we're talking about people. A zav, who needs to see whether or not he's had any emissions, to go out with a sack underneath. V'lo izim b'kis shibedad dehen, or goats with a sack under their teats. V'lo para b'chasom shibefeya, or a cow with a bit. V'lo siachim b'traskalin shibefeyem, or young donkeys with feed bags in their mouth, Rishut Rabim. None of these can go out in Rishut Rabim. V'lo be'ema b'sandal shiragleha, nor can an animal go out shod with a shoe on. V'lo b'kameyaf b'shemu umche, or with an amulet, and they would put amulets on animals if they thought the animal was going to be hexed or whatever. Even if it is an expert amulet, we'll deal with that in the sixth paragraph, what a kameyam umche is. Here's where we treat animals more severely than people on carrying on Shabbat. We'll see what that's about. Aval yotzehu be'eged shal gavei makai, he can have like a bandage on top of his wound. Uvakashishin shal gavei shever. Uvishilyam dudelet ba. All right, or with if an animal that broke a limb, so they put like a splint around it. Or if the animal is giving birth and it's walking around and part of the birth is out. Pokin la zugbet savram tayadim machatzer. You can also put a bell around its neck, but you have to stuff the bell up so it won't ring. But you can put the thing around its neck to walk around the chatzer. So this whole thing is there for one reason. Tiny miad v'losiachim traskelim shemfiyam shut rabim said the young donkeys can't go out with the feed bags, so the shut rabim hudalo, but that's only shut rabim habachatzer shapir dami. That totally supports Rav. It says you're allowed to put them on the donkey and let them walk around the chatzer and eat while they're walking. So my love bigdolim shumtan ugizin is talking about adult, meaning siach is a a young donkey, but it could be a young adultish donkey, and it's to give it pleasure. Look, tanim, it's really small donkeys, mishum tsar. It's because to save them from the pain of the hunger, tekanami diktani adumya dekamea. And you can see it because it's presented parallel to an amulet, which is there to ward off evil, shmamina. Okay, Amar Mar, let's keep going looking at that braita. So we said that the animal can't have an amulet on it, even if it's an expert amulet. An expert amulet, again, we'll deal with in the sixth parak, but it means an amulet that's already done its job several times, was written by an expert, etc. But in the sixth parak, we say that a person can't go out with a kamea that's inexpert. So that means you could go out with one that is an expert. So hachinami shenu mumche. Right, so we're talking. No, we're talking only a case where it's not an expert one. But the Mishnah says that if it's an expert, even if it is an expert one, you still can't. So the answer is mumche ladam ve'nu mumche labeima. So we're talking about one where the person writing it or this particular kamea has worked in the past for people, but not for animals. So it's mumche ladam, but not mumche labeima. So the question is, do we have such a thing where it works for people but not for animals? The answer is in. Adam di'ilei mazla v'sayilei. People have mazal, the constellations directing them, and therefore the amulet will aim directly at that. Behema is not affected by that, therefore the amulet won't really help. It has to be a specific amulet written for animals, and I have no idea how that works. So how is this any different? Why did the Braita say this is where we treat animals more severely than people? After all, we're treating them the same. They say you have to have a kamea mumche for you to wear it. The answer is misavata kamea kai. You think that distinction between people and animals was about the kamea? A sandal kai. He was talking about the shoes. Animals can't go out shod. People, of course, wear shoes on Shabbat. Toshma, sachin farkasin la adam, vein sachin farkasin la behema. You could put oil or you can comb a person, but not an animal. That's like to if you have, let's say, a wound and you need to get some of the gunk out of the wound, you could do that for a person, not for an animal. Here's another distinction. My lav diika maka umishum tsar. Aren't we talking about a case where there's a wound and you're trying to prevent tsar, which means you can't do things for an animal even if it's a question of preventing tsar? Lo degamar maka umishum tanug. No, the wound is already healed and now it just gives the animal sort of like scratching pleasure. So for the pleasure, we don't do it. Okay, question here is an issue of refuah perhaps. Toshma, behema she'achazad dam in ma'amidino tabamayim bishvil shetitztanen. Let's say an animal gets heated up. We don't put it in the water to cool off. Adam shachazo dam amidino tabamayim bishvil shetitztanen. But if a person gets heated up, we can go in cold water to cool off. So amar ula gzer mishum shchikat sammanim. The reason we don't do that with the animal is because it is like many other things. Gzera of shchikat sammanim. We don't do healing things on Shabbat, of course, only in cases where there's no danger to a person. But we don't do healing things on Shabbat because we might come to grind medicines. Shchikat sammanim. So ihachi adam nami. So why are we letting the person go into the cold pool when he's hot? The answer is adam nirek kemekar. The guy looks like he's just cooling off. He's not doing it to heal his fever. He's just going to cool off. Ihachi beman nami nirek kemekar. So why don't we say the same thing about the animal? Ein mekar lebehema. We don't have such a thing with an animal. Now, of course, we have seen many pictures of animals in hot environments that go into a cold lake, something to cool off. But the idea is that we don't generate that sort of thing. And if we're doing it, that means it's because of some medical issue, and that's the problem. Now, the question is a broader one. This whole thing is built on a gezera, meaning you don't do X because it might lead to Y. But since when do we make a gezera when it comes to behemot? If an animal was standing outside of Tchum, meaning outside of the 2,000 Amot, outside of the city, and you're the owner and you want to get your animal back, you can summon it and she can come. We don't make a gzera that you might go get it. Then you might step out of the Tchum. So Amar Avinu, Tchum Shala, Muvla, B'toch Tchum Shalo. Now the case here is that the animal has its own tchum. Look at the animal, Masachet Beitzah. The animal has its own tchum. And the animal was outside of its own tchum, but inside your tchum. So therefore, there's no reason to be gozer that you might go get it. Because even if you go to it, you're not outside of your tchum. He said this whole issue of whether we apply the issue of refuah to animals as a gzerah about shchikat sammanim is itself a machloket. Detanya, beimasha achla karshinin. If an animal ate vetch, lo yirit sena b'chatzer b'shvil shetit rapeh. You don't run around; it gets constipated. You don't run it around in the courtyard so that it will loosen up. Rishai matir, he allows it. All right, and Darsh Rava, halachic Rabbo Shaya, and Rava announced that we paskin like Rabbo Shaya, and we allow this, which means that we see we have a machloket, and we seem to rule in favor, leniently in favor of medically treating animals in this way. Amar Mar. So let's go back to that brayta. So we're talking about a zav who needs to check his re'iyot, how many times he's had emissions to know his status of tameh and chayav korban, etc. Can't go out with that kis in Rishut Rabim, nor goats with a kis underneath their teats. Vatanya yotzoti zim b'chis shevedad ehen. We have a bright that says the goats may go out that way. It depends if it's tight on or not. If it's tightly tied on, then it's not going to fall. So this whole thing's a gzerah. But if it's loose, it may fall. Yosef Mar Tanoi Shaklat Mi'alma. He says, what are you ignoring? The fact that it's a machloket Tanaim? Tanoi, here we go, did none. Haizim Yotzot Surot, the end of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Yosef Echlan Chutzman Achilot Akfunot, Rabbi Yeromer, Haizim Yotzot Surot, Liabesha Velo Lechalev. So we have a machloket here, three were machloket, but the main thing is Tanakama versus Rabbi Yuda, about whether or not goats can go out with something tied under their teats in any circumstance, Tanakama, or only if it's tight in order to keep the area dry. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. Vibayte mahavaha Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe both positions are Rabbi Yehuda. V'lokasha. Kan liyabesh, kan lechaleb. So therefore, it's not a machloka tanim. It's just Rabbi Yehuda speaking to two different circumstances. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh ba'izim beit antochya. Shayuda dehen gasin. So the goats in beit antochya, which is Antioch, had very thick teats. V'asulan kisin kadesh l'isartu. So they would hang down too low, and they'd scratch on the ground. So they made little protective things to put under them that evidently they wore on Shabbat to protect them from getting scratched on the ground. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Wild story here in the middle. Now, a man's wife died, and she left a nursing baby. And he didn't have enough money in order to hire a wet nurse. A miracle happened, and his breasts developed milk, and he was able to nurse. He nursed his son. So there's two opposite analyses to this. Amar Rav Yosef, what an amazing person this must be. And a miracle like that happened. Abaya says, no, the opposite. Right? That the opposite, that nature had to change for him. But the more important thing, which was to find a way to make a living, that didn't happen. And you'll see that here. Amar Rav Yehuda, bo rei kama kashim mizonotav shel adam. Look how hard it is to make a living. Shenishtanu alav sidrei breshit. This guy had to have nature change in order to save his child, but couldn't make a living. Nachman tidad, rinachish nisa velo ivri mizoni. You see it. Miracles happen, but people still don't necessarily have what to eat. Tana Rabbanan. So we now have a somewhat similar story about a man who got married. All right, so there's a story about a man who married a woman who was an amputee, right? And velohi kirba ad yom mota. He didn't know about it till she died. Rabore kamat snua isha zo shali kirba ba'ala. So look how tsnua this woman was. Her husband never knew it about her. Amar lo Rabbi Chia, zudar kabachach. Now that's normal for her. Ella kama tsnua damze shleikir bishto. Look how tsnua this guy is. That he never looked, and therefore he did not know what his wife's physical situation was. So the Mishnah then continued. Zacharim yotzin livuvin. So he said, males, this is rams, go out livuvin. My livuvin. What's livuvin? Ravuna tutari, right? So tutari means that they go tied next to each other, like in teams, right? My mashma da'ay levuvin leishna de karuvihu. So who says that levuvin means close? Dichtiv levavtini achoti chalaf, and the word lev in Shir HaShirim. Ulamar or shekoshrin lahem keneged libam kadeshul iplu alehen ze'evim. Says levuvim is something else. Says that they would take some pelt and tie it over their heart so that wolves wouldn't attack them. Ze'evim azcharim nafli anekivot lo nafli. So why only males? They only attack males and not females? The answer is mishum demasku b'rei shedra, because the males walk in front of the flock. Ze'evim b'rei shedra nafli b'sof edra lo nafli. Wolves only attack the front of the flock. El mishum de shamni, because these animals are fatter, that's why. When a kivot lake a shamni, there aren't any female animals that are fat. V'tu miyadi ben hani lahani. Also, since one of the wolves is so smart that they know the difference. El mishum de zakfi chotmayu umasku kidavu. The males walk with their heads, and the noses up in the air, and they walk high, and so they've attracted this attention. And that's why, according to him, they would have to protect them specifically, and not the females. They actually put a pelt underneath their genitals. They show all the kibbutz so that to stop them from having relations with the females when they don't want them to. Because we saw the rechidim, the ewes go out shechuzot. My shechuzot, what's that? That they actually tie the tail up in order to increase mating. So Reisha Kadesh Le'alu Alen Kevod, Sefer Kadesh Le'alu Alehem Zecharim. All right, so it in other words, both of these relate to animal husbandry, but in opposite directions. My Mashman Hai Shchuzot Le'ishtan De Gulu Yehu. So how do you get the idea that the word Shchuzot means revealing? Tichtev Hinei Isha Likrato Shit Zonan Surat Lev. This is in the foreign woman, the temptress in Mishle, and we use the word Shit Zonan Surat Lev, so Shechuzot. Okay, Aruchelim Yotzot Kvulot. Again, the U's come out Kvulot. My Kvulot, what's that? Shemachavlin Aliyah Shalayan Lamata. That they do the opposite. They tie their tail underneath Kadesh Loya Luan Zcharim, so that the males cannot mate with them. My Mashman Akvul Leishna de Lo Avid Perehu. So, how do we know that the word Kvul means something that doesn't generate fruit? This is in the story of Shlomo and Hiram. Shlomo gave Hiram, the king of Tzor, 20 cities in the Galil as a gift for his help with building the Beit HaMikdash. He didn't like the cities, and he came and he said, "Why did you give me these cities?" And he said, and he called them Eretz Kavul. So evidently, there were areas that were not fruitful. Okay, my Eretz Kavul, why? I'm Rav Huna, Shayuba, Bnei Adam, Shemuchubalin, Bechesu, V'Zahav. So there's a further drasha. These are people, the people who were living there are all covered with gold and silver. So why wouldn't Hiram like the cities? The opposite. He would have a big tax base there. The answer is the people there were rich and spoiled, and they don't do any work, and there's no yield from them. Is that he said that the area really was a sandy area, and they call it Kavul because the sand came all the way up to your legs. And again, an area that isn't fruitful. So he comes back to the first take. We then talked about the Rechelim going out Kvunot. So we talked about Shchuzot and Kvulot. Now Kvunot. Matz Kvunot Shmachabnin Oto Lemilat. That they tie them down to preserve the wool. K'ninan se'et k'tzemer lavan, right? In the Mishnah, in the Gaim, when it describes the image of Tzarat, it says se'et is like white wool. My tzemer lavan, what's that? Rabbi Barbaye, k'tzemer ki ben yomo shemechabnin oto lemilat, that we whiten it for white wool. Okay, v'ayizim yotzot tzurot, this is the end of the Mishnah, we've already talked about it. He said, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda that we can only have the goats go out like that if it's tightly tied on to keep them dry. He said, we rule like Rabbi Yossi, which only allowed one of the types for the ewes. Some people learn this independently, not as a comment on our Mishnah. Rav Amar li Abesh Mutar v'lo lechalev, like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Amar echad zev echad zeh asur. He doesn't allow any of it with the goats, only one of the things with the ewes. Some people learn that as a comment on this. Izim yotzot tzorot liyabesha v'lo lechalev. That's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't remember Teira Amru. Rebraita kachalacha. That's the law. Aval mima fis ezel yabesh v'ezel lechalev. How can you tell which is which? Toch she'in makirim achadze v'achadze asur. He picks a middle path. He says, really, we should accept Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's to dry off, to keep them dry, they're very tight, they're not going to be loose, it's okay. But in practice, you don't know the difference, therefore we ban both like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Shmuel va'amri la'am Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel halachak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, that we rule that way. Ki'at Ravina Rabbi Yochanan halachak ketana kama, right? Which would then allow it in both cases. Okay, we'll pause here. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.